In Louisiana, a deputy sheriff's son is under arrest, accused of setting those fires that burned down three historically black churches over the past month. Here's Governor John Bel Edwards.
I don't know what this young man's motive was. I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts. But let me be clear about this. Hate is not a Louisiana value.
The FBI is investigating whether racial bias was involved, but fire officials say the suspect, 21-year-old Holden Matthews, who's white, was involved in a music known as black metal, which has been associated with church burnings and has a neo-Nazi fringe. Hillary Shelton, director of the NAACP's Washington, D.C. office, joins us now. We caught him on the phone. And Hillary, I know this is fresh news today, but when you heard it, what did you think?
Well, it was actually good to see that a suspect had been apprehended, and it was also good to see that the investigation will continue. Clearly, you have three churches that were burned within miles of each other and within just a little while of each other as well. Yeah. So as such, we're delighted to see that something has been done, but quite frankly, we still need to find out a lot of information about this as we think about the impact this is having not only on those church parishioners themselves, but the very community in which these churches are located.
Well, and by the way, we're told that the office of the father, again, who's the deputy sheriff, had been investigating these fires. He reportedly helped turn his son in. He's still on the job. He's said to have known nothing about his son's involvement in the fires. But you know that historically there have been other fires in the area. There's now, you know, there are people looking at whether there's a link to some unsolved fires 3 years ago. There's a history here, too. 30 predominantly African-American churches were burned across the U.S. in 1996. Churches in the 90s were burned by people associated with this black music. Did you know about this?
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, we worked on those church burnings you're speaking about in the 90s as well. At the time, Deval Patrick was actually the assistant general secretary for civil rights in the country, our attorney general for civil rights, mm-hmm. that is, in the country. And a black church burning task force was actually created here in Washington as well to address those issues. Mm. So I'm very much aware of that and, of course, what's happened with these three more recent burnings.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to note that there was a church burned in the same county right around the same time that Dylan Roof was actually apprehended and caught. So there's a question about what the connection is between, if there is one, between these church burnings, the church burnings that happened behind the Dylan Roof killings, as
yes.
you remember, in Charleston, South Carolina.
Sure, he killed the parishioners there, and
exactly.
looking to see if there's a tie between Dylan Roof and black metal music. But, of course,
absolutely.
Churches were burned in the South in the 50s, 60s, you know, in the hundreds. Is there, you say that there's some relief, but in the few seconds we have, probably some fear.
Oh, well, there is. I mean, number one, we still don't have a conviction yet. We don't know if he was involved in all three of the burnings.
Yeah.
Also, we know there's been an increase in hate groups throughout the country, white supremacist groups as well,
yeah.
and individual members.
I'm going
so
to have to
a tie that's deeply concerning.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Hillary Shelton, director of the NAACP's Washington, D.C. office, we thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me.